Yeah, that's.
How about when you came originally to Los Angeles? Did you stay with that Mr. Israel Bendicha?
No, he was a single man.
Uh-huh.
I lived in a hotel at the time.
Uh-huh.
The Bixby Hotel. You ever heard of
Bixby? Yeah. I sure. You know, it's still there.
That's going on. Sure.
It's still there.
On Wall Street.
Yeah. You want to see a picture of it?
It's Wall and Winston Street.
That's right.
Right?
I got a picture of it.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. He showed me pictures of the hotel where we lived when he came to Los Angeles.
Who?
The Bixby Hotel.
You know when I took that picture? I took that picture yesterday.
No kidding. That's
here's
where I lived.
Here's the other side of it.
Yeah.
Is this where you lived?
Yeah.
The hotel. Isn't that something Wall Street? Where'd you get these pictures? Yesterday?
Yeah, I went downtown.
That's on Winston and Wall Street.
Uh-huh. How long did you live there?
We lived for about a...
That's terrific.
Oh, for about a year or two.
Uh-huh.
And then we started making a little money. We moved to... you won't remember where your granddad
did you
had the place.
Can I cream of your coffee, Aaron?
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
On 8th and Olive Street. You know, your granddad had the place between Olive and Hill and Olive.
He had a fruit?
A regular market, grocery and fruit. Never.
I don't know anything about that. It was 8th and Olive?
On 8th Street between Olive and Hill.
Oh, I see.
On the north side of the street.
Uh-huh.
He had a market there.
Uh-huh.
And he was with your, he's not your uncle, is he? No, your great uncle. Mike.
Yeah, my great uncle. And you told me once the story of the 9th in Figueroa.
Oh, yeah.
A1 Market.
All right.
And you told me, if I remember the name.
Yeah.
How did the name come about?
The name came about, we called it Aldef and Israel. It sounded like A and I, A1. So I gave it a name, A1 Market.
Uh-huh.
It still is.
And they still use it today after all those. What year did you name it A1?
In 1921.
1921?
Yeah.
Wow, boy. You were in that business?
Yes, I was. I owned a half interest.
Where his grandfather? Where?
Where Joe was.
Yeah,
all
did
these
you
years.
Know that?
Well, I knew. I found out at Maryland and Sam Benton's.
Yeah.
A nice.
You know, it's funny. I don't think even Jackie or Ted knew the history about the place.
They didn't.
No, they
I
didn't.
Told. Well, you told me that one time about it was about 2 years ago now. I said, "Do you know where they got the name A1?" He says, "No." And I told him, I spoke to you, and you explained it.
Aldef and Israel.
Yeah.
And at the time, not that I want to make any disparaging comments about my partner, Harry Al-Khalif, you remember him?
No.
Well, anyway, he wasn't so up to snuff, you know, he couldn't read too well. And I more or less had a fair education. When I came here, I was so dumb, you know. The results was the baby.
You went to the Alliance.
Assistant secretary, yeah. And the Alliance had finished through the whole schooling. And so when I came here, I had already 2 years of English, which I could make myself pretty well understand. I spoke with a little English accent because the teacher was English, you know, graduated from English school, and we are always used more or less the real English language. But at that time, there wasn't too many, let's see, who had been to Alliance.
Right.
If I remember right, I was the youngest of the group.
Ah.
not the born, the ones that were born here, like some of them, but that came from Rhodes, 15 years old, it was quite, yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but they had the name Al-Hadef Israel.
Yeah, Al-Hadef. I had him changed to Al-Hadef. I said, look, you want to be Americanized. So change your name. So I changed it. Matter of fact, he was resisting. I said, who the hell is going to remember Al-Hadef?
I have a clip is for you. I know you don't want
to. In those days.
Okay, I'll leave you to.
You couldn't you couldn't very well change Israel, but you could change Al-Hadef.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of hard to pronounce, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's how I came about to changing all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they called it after the A1 is A for Al-Hadef.
Al-Hadef and Israel.
And the
I
is the so one I said,
let's
from
call
Israel.
It, let's call it A1.
Okay.
I was very, very much in those kind of changing the no.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's interesting. I'll tell you, they were very surprised when I told them.
Yeah, I think, no, I never mentioned it to Ted. And I think I've mentioned it to you. I remember when I mentioned it to you.
Yeah. But you were in that was 1921 when you went into
when
the,
first
was it just fruits or was it all market?
No, at the time we bought out two brothers, their name was Balding Brothers, B-A-L-D-I-N-G.
Uh-huh.
They had a little place, imagine a little bit of a market. A little cigar stand in the front where people would come in, going down the street, they'd go and buy a cigar or two. And those fellas, they were always dressed up real nice, you know, trying to sell. And they had a few groceries, just groceries and cigars and cigarettes. And we bought it, Harry and I, we put in about $350 a piece. We bought
$350?
Yeah.
For this, not the property.
No, just the
just the
business, the groceries, and the cigars then. And right away, you know, young fellows at the time, 21, I was only 20 years old, willing to work hard, you know. So we start tearing everything down. We put in the little fruit stand on the side, and groceries and meat on the other side. That's how we started. A1 market.
Very good. That's good.
$350.
You don't have photos of that, do you?
No.
Not that you remember.
No. No, I don't really. And at the time, we well, we went there more than. A few months, we were doing so well. I bought a car. My partner bought a Stutz. Harry was the type he used to like to flash, you know. And, and he bought a brand new Stutz.
What?
I bought a Maxwell.
What year was that?
1921, a year after 22. We were making enough money that, really, we made a lot of money there at the time.
And so, what did you do
then? And then gradually we move into the corner where they are now. So, the same people who own the our old place on the corner, a fellow by the name Judge Evans. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
He was a real judge?
Huh?
A judge?
Originally he was a judge, but he was a retired man. He's the one that sold the place to your granddad.
Oh, is that
the
right?
Widow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Mrs. Evans.
Oh.
A very, very fine people, yes.
So
we generally used to talk about Mr. and Mrs. Evans with your granddad because I knew him too well, you know. And, yeah. Yeah, George Evans.
Do we have Masada Vina?
Yeah, try these. These are delicious. Sarah makes them like, I'm telling you.
Those are good.
Yeah, very good.
I tell you, all these stories are very interesting.
Well, you know, you talk back 63 years, 65 years. It's quite interesting, especially for young immigrant boys. We actually came from what you would call a village, you know, in those days. There was nothing much, you know, roadies. And you come here, a country, beautiful country, good food, a lot of good food. You know, and most everything was restricted, you know. There wasn't too much of anything. There was few people who were really affluent roadies, you know. And we young kids, full of pep, a lot of energy, you know, and we really liked it here. Yeah.
How about when you first came to Los Angeles, you immediately lived in the Winston, Bixby Hotel?
A lot of our boys lived there.
Did you live anywhere else besides there?
Well, then I moved to 8 and Olive Street, like I told you, the hotel there. I think that hotel is still there, if I'm not mistaken. Corner.
8th and Olive?
8th and Olive. The northeast corner. Northeast corner, 8th and Olive.
Northeast, huh?
Northeast. Would be on...
maybe it's still there. Maybe it's still there.
Maybe it's still there. I haven't been downtown a long time.
Were there other Louis Israels?
No. There was, I had a cousin here who had come from Seattle, Eli Israel. But there was no other Louis Israel.
When was she here?
He was here, he came here, he lived in Seattle for a while. He's quite an interesting fellow. A first cousin of mine, as a matter of fact, he carries the same name as I do. He served in the Pancho Villa in the Mexican War when the United States went to war in 1912.
Is that right?
This is funny.
I never heard of anybody in doing that.
Yes, he was just a young boy, lived in Seattle. One day he met a fella, a friend of his. It was a brother to this Jose Strugo. His name was Vital Strugo. They both lived in Seattle. They were walking down the street one day and they saw somebody was recruiting soldiers for the army. So, they both registered to go into the army. And they found out this other guy, who was a very tall guy, and he had flat feet, they wouldn't take him. The reason they went together because they thought they were going to go together in war, you know, to fight Pancho Villa at the time.
But they never went, though.
Yes.
They actually went?
Oh, yes.
Where did they
Not go? Only, he went and fought in World War I. And he was wounded. To his last days, he died just about a few years ago. He was drawing pension because he was wounded during World War I.
Where did he go during
the war? He went to fight in Mexico. And then, later on, when the World War, 1916, we went to war. So he joined again and he went and fought in France.
He was actually in France, huh?
Yes. He was wounded in France in the Chateau Thierry, they call it. The Battle of Chateau Thierry in France.
But with the Pancho Villa, battle, you went with Estrugo?
Well, they both registered for the army together.
But Estrugo didn't.
But Estrugo had flat feet. They went by, yeah.
So he went by.
So he had to go by himself.
Jeez.
And that was he had already signed to.
And that was Eli?
Eli.
Eli.
Eli Israel. You know who his son is? Maybe you know. He has a son by the name of Victor Israel. He's a dentist in La Mirada.
No, I don't know.
You don't know him?
I don't know.
Quite a young fellow, quite a nice guy too. He was born here.
Okay. So now let me tell you, I looked in the old books. It was from the city directories.
Yeah.
From Los Angeles. Do you remember the city directories?
Yes,
some
I remember.
Used to come
they used
out.
To, yeah, they still they do, don't they?
Now they use the telephones.
They use
in
telephone
the telephone now? Directory now.
Oh.
But in the past, they, before
I
the telephone.
I thought there was a regular. Nice thing.
That's right. They have
city director. Yes, I remember that.
Do you remember when they used to come to the boarding house and ask who lives here?
The census.
Uh-huh, census.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes.
But if, like, say, 1917, they would come and they put it in the next year's, or is it the previous, the same year?
Well, that I really don't remember what they used to do with that.
I looked and I saw in 1915, it says there's a Lewis Israel on 226 Hewitt. I don't know, maybe someone else. And then on 1917, there's another Lewis Israel.
Yeah.
It says 741 Town.
741
Town Avenue.
Town Avenue, that was between 7 and 8. Well, I lived in, let's see, an 8 in town.
That'd be.
8 in
maybe
Town
that's
Avenue.
It? Do you think that's it?
It could be. But I really don't remember at the time registering for the city directory.
Okay. But when you were at that Bixby, was that before? Was that before town or after town?
Oh, that was long before. That
oh,
was
when
I
first
came.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. Who? Okay. Also. There was I looked and I found there was a Israel Hanan.
Oh yes, oh yes, I can tell you something about
a restaurant.
Yeah.
It says 420 Wall.
Yeah, Wall Street, yeah. That actually, that was the place where we organized the Peace and Progress Society.
Was it really?
Yeah, I think so, if I remember right.
Uh-huh.
It was right on the corner of 420 Wall. As a matter of fact, it was the northeast corner, Fortin Wall Street. And at the time, you know, such a limited amount of people, you know, very few of us. We used to gather over there all the time. Uh-huh. Used to go and get our meals there. And then from there, they moved to Winston Street.
So first they were at...
on Wall Street.
Wall, and then they...
Yeah.
Moved on Winston.
Winston, yeah.
What was the address on Winston that they were at? Do you remember?
Well, I know it was between Wall and East, I mean West of Wall. Well, what
just
is
that
it?
One block?
Yeah, one block. Yeah,
okay.
That's what it was, yeah.
I went there yesterday to the
Winston address.
And I took a picture. I don't know if this is the same building or not. But...
it's hard, it would be
this
hard.
Is, this is the same building, it's just from different angles. I don't know if it is full of ivy now, but that's 420 Wall.
Four.
Where they said they have a restaurant.
420 would be on the...
It's across
east of
the Bixby Hotel.
Yeah.
I saw the Bixby Hotel there. And right over here was that building with all the ivy. You had the Bixby Hotel, and on this side you had a
It was that was on the corner, was it?
Yeah. Let's see. Well, it was a. It's a big. It's a, you can see it's a long building.
Yeah, I can. Of course, hard to remember. I was in that area, so God knows.
Okay. But they used to have a little cafe there, huh?
Yeah, right on the corner. It was more like a house I was turned into a restaurant. Regular house, you know. Those days. And the other, the one on the Winston restaurant was right next to a fireplace.
A fire department?
Yeah, the fire department.
Did they serve Turkish coffee and...
Oh, yeah. Arrozco Navas, you know. On Sunday, they used to give us a break. It was lamb chops or chicken, you know. It was like a more or less boarding place. You know, we used to go there for our dinners. Since we live in the area, yeah. Excuse me.
Sure. Is from the minutes of the...
Peace in Providence.
Yeah. Those minutes were taken by Joe Mayo.
Yes, he was quite a guy. You know, I admire so much Joe Mayo and Mr. Tarika and also Natalie's grandfather. So much more than the others because they started from the beginning to their end. They stuck to it. A lot of the fellas included me. I started and then quit and went out. And many of the others, presidents, vice presidents or something, or they stayed for a while and we went out. But with them, they stuck to it over the years. So many years. You know, it's tremendous. The patience. And the ambition you have to stick to it. And they did. I always admired it. Joe Mayo was quite a guy. He used to, you know, I was just a young kid, 50 years old, when they drafted me to be assistant secretary.
How old were you?
15 at the time.
You're the youngest.
I used to work. And then at night, we had to go and enter everything on the books. And I used to fall asleep many times because just a young kid working hard all day and then at night. And Joe was a very methodical type of person. He had to have everything so.
Joe Mayo?
Yeah, there was no fooling around, you know. And I'd fall asleep many times. Yeah, I was his assistant. It's wonderful.
Where would you take care of the books? At Joe Mayo's house?
At Joe Mayo's, yeah.
Where was
at
that?
At the time, he lived in a hotel on Wall Street.
The same one?
No, he lived about a block, let's see. No, he lived between 15th and 6th on Wall Street. Close by.
Everybody was right there. Right?
Everything. And at that time, you remember Huckabee Noon?
My great uncle?
No.
Another Huckabee.
He was a cousin to your grandfather, I think. He was in the tailoring business at one time on East 5th Street. Huckabee Noon. Fortuné was his wife.
I'm not sure.
Fortuné Binoon, don't you know Fortuné Binoon?
I think I know her.
A young lady that likes to dance all the time.
Yeah, I think so.
You know who she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. She... Yeah, at that time, he had a cleaning and pressing place on the corner, the northwest corner of 6th and Wall. A tailor shop, cleaning and pressing, you know, that sort of thing. And he was also one of the early ones. Of course, he was a little older than I was.
Joe Mayo,
Joe Mayo used to work for the Hellman Bank on 6th and Main Street. Day and night bank, they used to call it. They open day and night.
Huh. They don't even do that now, except for the instant tellers.
Yeah.
When the Peace and Progress Society started, it was the, it has an address there, but
Working,
huh?